Jeremiah Love finally went first. The opening snaps with the starting offense, then 14 touches for 72 yards in the first half of Thursday's 27-14 win over the Raiders, before an ankle scare the team is calling not serious. In July, we said Arizona's season wasn't really about 2026, a positioning year graded on whether Love looks like a third overall pick, whether Trey McBride's target monopoly survives the coordinator change, and whether the quarterback bridge holds long enough for Carson Beck to answer the 2027 question. Last Sunday, we called it confirmed because the bridge was paid and performing like a bridge, Love looked like the pick while Tyler Allgeier kept trotting out first, and Beck was oscillating like a third-round rookie. We left two watch items, whether Love starts taking the first team backfield's opening reps, and whether Beck's deep ball day was a day or a direction. Housekeeping first, because honesty is the franchise here. Arizona had already opened its preseason before last week's show aired. The Hall of Fame game on August 6th, a 33-30 loss to Carolina on the last play, per the Pro Football Hall of Fame's own recap, and our file missed it last Sunday. It matters because it is where Beck's ribs came from, and it made Thursday's trip to Las Vegas exhibition number 2. Cardinals 27, Raiders 14, the first win of Mike LaFleur's head coaching tenure, per the Arizona Republic's beat crew. The score is not the story, the deployment is. LaFleur told Darren Urban at the team's website beforehand that the starters would play but barely. One drive, max of 2 for those main guys. And the one drive was pristine. Jacoby Brissett went 5-for-5 for 44 yards and a 7-yard touchdown to Marvin Harrison Jr., per the Associated Press. Gardner Minshew carved the Raiders' backups for 14 of 16 and 2 scores, and the quarterbacks combined to go 26 for 30, backup numbers against backups, with Jalen Brooks catching 6 balls and a touchdown in that traffic. The evening's real evidence was Love's NFL debut, 58 rushing yards on 11 carries per the AP, and 14 touches for 72 yards in the first half by Tyler Drake's count at Arizona Sports. That is a starter's workload. He exited with an ankle injury LaFleur says is not considered serious. Love could have returned if necessary. And his Friday framing, per Drake, was day by day, but warm. Just talking to him in there, he was good, excited, and happy to be out there playing. Which brings us to last week's first watch item, and the answer is yes. Theo Mackey's charting at AZ Central of the August 9 practice had Love taking the first snaps with the starting offense on each of the first 3 drives, with 4 targets and the more versatile motion and route packages, though Allgeier still outcarried him 7-5. Then came Thursday's workload. In July, we wrote that 3-14 teams don't draft a back third overall to split work. The pecking order has finally started agreeing. One caveat. James Conner still had not taken 11-on-11 work as of August 11th per Urban, and Drake reports his timeline remains unclear. But the opening reps moved, and that was the tell we asked for. The week's bad news landed on the offensive line. Chase Bisantis, whose creep into second-team right guard work we called last week's small development that compounds, was carted off in the first half with a left knee injury, and the diagnosis came back a torn MCL requiring surgery. Ian Rappaport and Mike Garafolo of NFL Network reported it first, LaFleur confirmed it Saturday, and per Drake, the rookie lands on injured reserve and will miss a good amount of time, if not the entire year. The battle he was forcing is over by attrition. Drake reports Isaiah Adams now looks like a lock at right guard, with Hayden Connor and John Gaines II next in line. On a line rebuilt to answer 59 sacks, losing the second-round pick is a real subtraction. Watch item 2. Beck stays mixed. The direction evidence exists. He went 15 of 19 for 188 yards and a touchdown in the Hall of Fame game, per Mackey. But he hurt his ribs sliding on a scramble on that game's first drive, stayed with the third string at the August 9th practice, and sat Thursday entirely as a precaution. LaFleur, per Donnie Druin at SI. No concern level, really. He could have thrown. He just had discomfort. Beck's own version. It sucks. Just didn't want to get hit again and make it worse. He is expected back practicing this weekend, which means the December question from the preview is paused, not answered. Elsewhere, Mackey's August 9th file had McBride at 7-for-8 with a touchdown, and Harrison 0-for-4 before Thursday's score, and the false starts LaFleur chalks up to focus remain a camp-long nuisance. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed. The rookie the year is built around finally went first in practice and looked like the pick when the games got live, while the bridge went 5-for-5 in its only series. What would change it? Whether Love's ankle lets him keep the first team opening reps into Saturday's game against the Cowboys, and whether Beck actually returns to practice this weekend as expected. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.